As stocks of raw food commodities remain low in many parts of the world, some countries are attempting to resolve food shortages and protect local consumers from high prices by implementing export embargoes. But a USDA official says perhaps the better solution for those nations is allowing more exports, increasing food supplies, and in turn lowering costs. Michael Yost is the administrator of the Foreign Agricultural Service and made his comments during his visit this week in Morocco as part of a North African trade and investment mission.
I spent last week in India and talked to a number of people involved in agriculture, government officials, private sector people, people at the universities there. They lamented the post-harvest handling loss. They lamented the fact that they don't have the latest genetics. They lamented that there's sanitary and phytosanitary regulations in place, some dated 70 years ago, that are restricting imports. All of these things are hurting the flow of food and the supply of food around the globe.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.